News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Have you been banned from a social media platform before?
No, I have left many in a huff, but I have never been banned.
Yet.
Yeah. I mean, it's early on a Monday and I'm only halfway through my coffee.
So we might get there. The reason we're talking about it, there's this new appeals centre that's going to hear cases from those who feel that they were unfairly suspended or banned.
Yeah, this is an office that's based in Dublin, but it covers all of the companies that have their HQ here. They also will hear the cases and assess the cases of European citizens. And not only will this look at the instances where someone has been banned from social media, it will also look at content that you have appealed. So say if there's a picture or a video or something up online about you, you report it and the social media platform doesn't take it down. You might feel powerless, you might feel annoyed, you might feel frustrated. It's very difficult to know where to turn in those instances. So this new appeal centre will be there and it will hear these cases. Now, what's important to note is this, although it's been certified by Commission Naman, which is the governing body for online platforms, they don't necessarily have the power to enforce social media companies to do anything.
Okay.
The way it's written is that the companies have to engage in good faith.
Which is very broad and kind of vague.
It is broad and vague. I think what we're going to see over the next few while, because it's still, this only opened in the last few months and they're now only looking at cases, or beginning to look at cases of accounts that have been banned. But I think it's because of the EU AI Act and the EU Digital Services Act, we're going to need more ports of call, I suppose, when it comes to assessing content and disputing resolution or finding resolutions of disputes when it comes to online platforms. At the moment, this service is free. But it's thought that down the line there will be a €5 fee. So if you've lost or if you've been banned from your business's social media accounts, or if there is something, if there is a campaign or if there is a movement or if there is a post that you are finding not necessarily damaging but upsetting and you believe it should be taken down, this is a service that exists to assess it, helps you engage with the platforms and then hopefully finds a resolution.
Who's funding it and who's running it?
So this is, it's run by a whole host of, they have a panel of people who come together and assess the cases. It is funded by and approved by Commissioner Mann, and then different bodies have funded it together. The panels of the judges, they do vary. They do say that they are legal bodies who are independent. So the payment of or the company in question cannot sway. So they're essentially saying no bribes allowed.
Right.
They're not going to be swayed by lobbying or anything like that. They are completely independent and they are there to assess the facts, engage with the companies, and then, as I said, hopefully find some form of resolution.
Okay, interesting. Jess Kelly, thanks for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.